No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, if Nico does officially go to UCLA and make for quite the interesting November for Nebraska, these would be the teams. Well, we're playing these teams no matter what Nico does, but all right, the teams we'd play in November, USC, UCLA, with Nico, it's got to be intriguing. All right, Penn State and Iowa. That is an intriguing November, in my humble opinion. All right, so I will try to go quickly. My weight loss story actually goes, if I'm going to give you the full scope of everything, I'm going to go all the way back to my senior year of high school. I was 235, the start of the football season. I was a quarterback. I was a defensive end. By the end of the season, I was 225. I was the only guy on my team that played both offense and defense. We were the largest level of school in the state of Washington, so it wasn't very common for guys to play both ways. I was literally the only guy on the entire team that did it, mostly because I hated quarterback. I wanted to play defense, and I said, I'm going to play defense this year, because I hadn't until I was a senior, and my coach said, we still need a quarterback. I was like, fine, I'll do both. I know, I'm one of those weird guys. You'd rather hit people than throw and run for touchdowns. So I actually lost 10 pounds. And I didn't play basketball that year because I'm like, all right, I'm going to Nebraska. I am not getting mollywopped and curb stomped in practice unless I give it everything I got. And you got to keep in mind, Nebraska just been the Rose Bowl. You know, Crouch just won the Heisman, everything else. Number one in the country, beat Oklahoma for a good portion of the season. All right, remember 01. The year I redshirted was 02. So I pretty much lifted the entire winter. Didn't play basketball. Remember the basketball coach kind of gave me a dirty look in the hallway one day, but never said a word to me. I must not have wanted me that bad. I was just Dennis Rodman. I'd foul, rebound, and play great defense. I wasn't going to pour in a bunch of buckets, but that was okay. All right. I remember we were going to play this team that was rather trash talky, and boy, they were doing it. And the coach came up and he goes, "I want you to dunk in pregame warmups." The reason you didn't do that was because it was an automatic technical foul. If you did it, he goes, "Do it," and I did it. And then they started chirping. We got the technical foul. They ran us right off the court. We weren't very good. That was my junior year. But anyways, that was the last time we really spoke because he just gave me a dirty look in the hallway, but that was fine with me. So I spent the entire winter just lifting. I played school baseball that summer. I didn't do summer baseball, which I had done ever since I could remember when I was like 8. T-ball was 7 from the time I was 8 on, man. It was all summer was baseball, but I wanted to lift. So I get on campus. It's like July something. It's after July 4th. And I remember I step on the scale, I'm 247. So I'd put on 22 pounds since the end of my football season, and I was 247, six whatever months later that is, July, whatever it was, 7th, 8th, 9th. And that's when my parents dropped me off. I slept on Justin Smith, who was a backup defensive end at the time. I slept on his couch for 2 weeks, okay, before the dorms open. You could go to camp back when you could do two-a-days. And I knew I was going to redshirt. I pretty much knew. I remember Solich and Darlington and Craig Bowles, the D coordinator. Nelson Barnes was the D-line coach. They all like asked me and Jay, the other freshman defensive end, more, do you want a redshirt or not? Long story short, I think I've mentioned this before. I was trading my worst season because I asked my dad. He goes, why don't you trade your worst season when you're the youngest and you know the least for your best season when you're the oldest and a fifth-year senior and hopefully, you know, bigger, faster, stronger at that point. So that was my theory. So I redshirted. So I spent the, you know, I did what redshirts do. I went to class, I lifted, I practiced and whatnot. Came back from my redshirt freshman season. And I remember Willie Amos that spring, before spring practice started. We're sitting there in the training table. And he just looks at me. Willie was so quiet, like the nicest guy ever. National champion jump roper in high school. Man, he could do some insane things with that jump rope. And he just starts laughing. What are you laughing about? He goes, the bullets are going to be real for you now, boy. And he just, and what he meant was now you're not redshirted. Like the protective layer of a redshirt's gone. And when you're redshirting, you're kind of forgotten about, other than by the wait staff, because they're focused, the coaches, on the guys who are going to play on Saturday. All right. And so go throughout the spring. And that was really the first time I was like, I can dive more into this later, but more, it was really the first time I was like, I can play here. And you go against Richie every day and you start to win more battles than you lose. And he gets pissed at you because you are winning more battles than you lose. That was really the first sign that I could play. I came back that next fall. I was 260 for my redshirt freshman season. I came back as a sophomore. I was 270. And my junior year, I was 280. My senior year, and if I could go back in time, I would say, Adam, you want to stay a defensive end for the NFL draft, which was not even on my radar, honestly. Okay, four games into my junior year, I had four sacks. Going to the NFL was never on my radar. Not even on my, and my dream was to play in Nebraska. A guy wrote an article in the paper, Adam Carricker's already pretty much decided he's going to the NFL draft after this year, which was news to me. What? News to me. I still have the article, by the way. But it got me thinking about it anyways. But if I could go back in time, I would have told myself, stop at 280. That means in nickel situations, dime situations, you'll go to D-tackle when you're going to rush the passer. Otherwise, you're going to stay in end. For some reason, I like to lift weights too much. And I was like, I'm going to get as big as strong as I can. And I jumped up to 295 going into my senior year. I stayed a defensive end. Now, we changed our defense. A lot of scouts thought we went to a 3-4. Still a 4-3, but I always went to the strong side. I was always in the 5-technique gap. And I always had the tight end to my side. The backside end could get wide. He rarely had a tight end. He could just fly off the edge. I remember a couple times the tight end traded because I would go to the strength side. The tight end changed the side of formation. And so I would become him. He would become me. And I could hear him getting pissed because all of a sudden he had to go in that five tech and I got to get wide, which I love, but didn't happen very often. But I got up to 295. All right. When I went to the combine, I forget the exact weight. I was like 295, 96 or whatever. Pro day, I was 292. That was the day I ran the 4.72. And then I get to St. Louis. They want to move me to nose guard. And they want me up to 310. I'm like, well, I'm 6'6", 292. Why did you draft me to play nose guard if you want me to put on 18 pounds and camp starts in 5 weeks? I didn't understand that. I was like, what? Okay, sure, whatever. I'm a rookie, you know. Rookies don't speak unless spoken to. But those were the thoughts in my head. If I could go back in time, I honestly would have told myself, you've got to think more about yourself. Because I was told, you don't speak unless spoken to. Team first, everything. Like, that's the culture I was brought up in my house and on the teams that I played in. I should have stopped at 280. I mean, things worked out all right for me. I'm just saying, you know, if I could give myself advice to try to make things even a little bit better.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Stop at 280. Don't go to 295, because then I never get put in nose guard, which is a fine position. And it's just more fun. I'm just going to be honest. So I do. I ultimately, by the end of my rookie year, I remember I step on the scale. I'm like 308. It was by the end of my rookie year. So like months later, somehow I put on weight during the season. I was there for 4 years. I think I was roughly like 308, 310, 312, 304, depending on the day, the whole entire time. I go to D.C. They trade for me. I arrive in D.C. 3 hours later, and I meet with the guy who basically just yelled and screamed at me the entire combine. I've shared this story before. The meeting with him, he was a former Broncos D-line coach. I didn't know he was a Redskins coach. I walk in. There's Bernie. I'm like, oh, God. I text my wife, crap, it's this dude. And we met, and he goes, I want you 325. And I was like, huh? Like, I'm what? Like, I'm 30. You want me to put on 17 pounds? Now, this was like in April. So at least I had a lot of time before August rolled around. I'll be honest with you. I didn't do it. I didn't want to do it. Now, if you're going to play at a high level, you got to have a certain amount of confidence. I looked at him, and I said, my strength is my strength. I said, nobody's ever outpowered me, which was not entirely true because I played against Larry Allen. So with the exception of one individual, nobody'd ever outpowered me. Not one-on-one anyways. Larry Allen destroyed me, and I had to have a completely different game plan when we played him the second time my rookie year. I said, if I start getting moved around, then I'll go up to 325 because I was going to be a 3-4 DN. And he agreed. A year later, he comes back, I want you 325. And I was like, wait, I played really well. We signed a second contract. You guys came to me with the contract offers. He's like, yeah, now I want you to do it. So I got up to 320 one day, one time. I kind of hung around 317 most of my time in DC, which again, I don't think actually helped me, but you know, it is what it is. So I end up retiring after being in DC 4 years. And I had this goal of being a guy who basically put on 100 pounds. Cause I remember one day I was 225 at the end of my senior year of high school. I remember one day I was 220, but I was basically 225. Okay. I wanted to be a guy who went from, in my mind, 220 to 320 and all the way back down to 220. Like somebody who put on 100 pounds, lost 100 pounds. I don't know why. That was the goal of mine. So I did that. And I went on one of the most insane workout regimen after I'd retired. Insane workout regimens you've ever seen. Insane eating regimens you've ever seen. I got one meal a week where I could eat what I want. And that thing was always on Sunday. It's always early in the day because then you have the rest of the day to digest it. And it doesn't stick to you when you weigh yourself the next morning on the scale. The later you eat it in the day, especially if it's at supper, you can eat the same amount of thing at food at supper as at noon, and you will weigh more the next day, the later in the day you eat it. Okay, so I learned little tricks like drinking more water, obviously working out, you know, eating healthy, things of this nature, of that nature. I got all the way down to 220. And the first thing I did, I went to Dunkin' Donuts, about a dozen donuts. I had a flight out to DC. I was going to get a shot in my knee. I'd had six surgeries in my knee. I was going to supposed to be like a PRP shot. They've proven not to really help, but at the time, people thought highly of them. So I bought these dozen donuts. My wife and kids were supposed to come home. My plan was to eat three. Three turned into six. They were late getting home. Three turned into six, turned into nine. I ate the whole dozen donuts. Probably more calories than I'd eaten in forever. And I woke up the next day, and I went from 220 to 229 due to a dozen donuts. Basically, what happened over time is I developed something I'd never had. I'd never had an issue with food. I could just eat whatever I want. I worked out insanely hard. I obviously was very active, very physical, exercised a lot. Like food became something that was on my mind when it had never been on my mind besides trying to be an athlete. I don't want to say it became a little bit of a mental problem, but it became a dilemma. And over the course, you got to keep in mind, this is like 10 years ago. It's like 2014, 15. Over the course of the next 8 to 9 years, going into 2023, I got all the way back up to 303. I put on 83 pounds. And there was times when I was working out real well. I got in a bike wreck, really messed up my shoulder because I was rolling at that point. Like I was rolling. I was in shape. I was eating good. This is about 4 years ago, 3 years ago. I got in a bad bike wreck, jacked up my shoulder. I had to be taken away in an ambulance and all this stuff. I was fine. It's not as crazy as it sounds. although it was very, very painful. That concrete is hard, I tell you what. And I didn't work out for an entire year. So June 1st of last year, I got on the scale. I'd been avoiding that thing for a long time. I got on the scale, and I knew it wasn't going to be pretty. I didn't like how I looked. I didn't like how I felt. I knew I wasn't working out. It'd been about a year. I knew I hadn't been eating healthy, and it said 303. When I got in that wreck the year before, or accident, whatever you want to call it, I was about 280. So I put on 23 pounds of not goodness. And we were in the middle of moving. When I stepped on a scale that day, like two-thirds of my family was in Lincoln. We were still there where we were living before. We hadn't fully moved yet because Dakota and Jacob were finishing their baseball season. So I stayed there. We rented a house because we had sold our house there. And Angie was moving and stuff to our house here, playing single mom. So I stepped on the scale, and we probably got to go to break. I can wrap this up after this. It was 303, and I was so mad at myself. I was mad at myself because going from 220, 225 up to 317, one day 320, was different when I was playing football, and it was allocated differently on my body. When I went all the way down to 220, I knew I wasn't realistically going to stay there. Like, I was like, oh, I'll stay around. I'll get up to 240, 250, hang out there. Well, that didn't happen. By the way, I'm way too skinny. I'm 6'6". 220, man, I look like a beanpole. Like, it's too skinny. But I had this goal. Put on 100, lose 100. I can be that guy that can say that. What I didn't anticipate was over the course of 8-9 years. It wasn't overnight. Putting back on basically 80-some pounds of not good weight. So on June 1st, I stepped on the scale. I was 303, and I came up with a plan. We're going to go to break. I'm going to wrap this story up, but I kind of hinted. I'm losing weight. I was frustrated at times. I just talk about how much I hate the scale or whatever. I wouldn't go too much into depth. And I finally made my goal. Hopefully, I can retain it better than I did last time. My goal was not 220. It was much more realistic, much more life-sustainable based on the stuff I like to eat right now. But we will talk about that. And we'll wrap this segment up after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.